Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module we're going to take a look at conference services and audio routes in UCMA 3.0. So conference services have been completely overhauled for UCMA 3.0, and this module we'll take a look at the ability to create conferences using different modalities, creating ad hoc or joining ad hoc or scheduled conferences, taking a look at the different conference access levels that you can assign to participants, look at the lobby experience for participants when they join a conference, and explore the APIs for managing participants in the conference. You can use the conference services property on the endpoint to create, read, update, and delete conferences. For example, you can schedule a conference, generate a conference ID, get information about a conference, update a conference such as its schedule or participants, and even just cancel or delete a conference. To schedule a conference, you need to create an instance of conference schedule information. There's a few properties or parameters that you have to specify when creating the conference, such as the access level. The valid values for this are same enterprise, locked, invited, everyone. This controls who can join the conference. For example, federated users or only users in your organization. You can explore the UCMA SDK for more details about these conference join attributes. You can specify the conference ID that you will use the generate conference ID method to generate. When the conference expires, do you need a passcode? What to dictate the lobby experience for participants? Set the participants for the conference, use a conference scheduling template, and the subject of the conference. The conference lobby, new in UCMA 3.0, includes a lobby manager that you can use to manage the experience of participants in the conference before they join the conference. So you can, using the API, admit or deny lobby participants into the conference, allow certain participants to bypass the lobby if you'd like, and modify the conference access level. Conference leaders, by default, are not placed in the lobby. They go directly into the conference. And participants joining a locked conference are automatically placed in the lobby. When a conference is locked, that means only the invited people are allowed to join it. After joining a conference, you can register for some events to interact with the conference as it's going along. For example, you can register for conversation events, such as the lobby participant attendance changed event. You can also register for events on the conference session. For example, if the state of the conference changed, if the properties of the conference changed, or if any of the participants' endpoints, for example, the attendance of a particular participant has changed during the conference. To join a conference, you should create an instance of conference join options. One of the parameters here is can manage lobby. When you're joining the conference, does this user endpoint have the ability to manage the lobby for the conference? The join mode is pretty critical here. Trusted participant is probably the most interesting one to call out. When you're a trusted participant, you're invisible in the conference roster. And you can set the lobby timeout, so how long people stay in the lobby before it times out, before they join a conference. So to join a known conference, on the conversation, access the conference session, and hit begin join, provide the conference URI, the instance of join options, and an asynchronous callback that will execute once you complete joining the conference. A new thing here is that every conversation on an application endpoint exposes an ad hoc conference through the conference session. This is a UCMA 3.0 conference that's scheduled by default for 8 hours. Here, you don't need a conference URI. You just join the conference, call begin join on the conference session, provide the join options, and the callback that will run when you complete the asynchronous operation. Audio routes are a great new feature in UCMA 3.0. They allow you to completely control the flow of audio between participants in a conference. This enables some really interesting scenarios, such as the ability to monitor. If you're a supervisor in a call center, you can monitor agents where you can hear their conversation, but they don't know that you're around. You can whisper to an agent who's helping a customer service agent, who's helping a customer to provide some coaching. Or you can barge in and join the call if you need to. One of the useful scenarios for audio routes is the ability to pipe hold music into a conference. So how would we do this? In this case, you would get a handle to the MCU for the call, and you use the audio-video MCU session property of the conference session. And then you can remove an endpoint from the default routing. When you remove an endpoint from the default routing, the participant on that endpoint can't hear anything. And you do that by calling begin remove from default routing on the AV MCU and providing the participant endpoint to remove. Then you can create a new outgoing route from the AV MCU to the particular endpoint, and then call the begin update audio routes operation to establish these new routes. So in this case, the hold music will be playing in the AV MCU, and there's one outgoing route to the participant so they can hear the hold music. So if you have two people in a conference, right now they're both connected to the AV MCU, you want to put this call on hold. You remove them from the default routing, so right now they hear nothing. You create an audio route from your hold music player to the AV MCU, and an outgoing audio route from the AV MCU to all the participants. So in this case, they can only hear the hold music, but they can't speak to each other, or they can't hear each other. What about a supervisor monitor scenario? So in this case, a customer service agent is helping a customer. A supervisor issues some sort of monitor command to initiate a monitoring session. We establish an outgoing audio route from the AV MCU to the supervisor. So in this case, the supervisor can hear everything going on in the conversation, but nobody knows that they are actually listening in on the conversation. What about a supervisor whisper scenario? In this case, the supervisor is already monitoring the call. They initiate some sort of whisper command, and we create an outgoing audio route from the AV MCU to the agent. So in this case, the supervisor can coach the agent or whisper in their ear while they're helping the customer and provide some coaching so they can better assist the customer. And finally, the barge-in scenario, when a supervisor decides that it's time for them to barge in on the call. Again, you'd issue some sort of barge-in command, some command that your application understands. And here, we would simply add the supervisor to the default routing, so they just become part of the conversation. Let's take a look at a demo of the new conference functionality in UCMA 3.0 and using conference or using audio routes to put conference participants on hold and then take them off hold later. When this console application starts up, it's going to create an ad hoc conference and invite the primary and secondary lab users to the conference one at a time. We'll then prompt the user in the console to press enter to put the conference on hold, and then later press enter again to take the conference off hold. You'll see how we use audio routes here to control what the participants in the conference can hear. So let's get started by preparing a hold music source. I'm going to point this to the path of a WMA file that's available in Windows. This will be our hold music. And after we've done preparing the hold music source, we'll create a hold music player and attach it to that source. We'll set the player's mode to automatic so that the hold music will loop. Later when we put the conference on hold, you'll see how we start this hold music player. So we're now ready to create a new ad hoc conference and invite the primary and secondary lab users to the conference. First thing we need to do is create a new conversation on the application endpoint. We'll call begin join on the conference session property of the conversation. So the conversation class exposes a conference session property representing a ad hoc conference for this conversation. So this isn't a scheduled conference, this is just an ad hoc conference available to you. So the UCMA application here will join this conference, and using these conference join options, will join as a trusted participant, meaning that you won't see the UCMA application on the conference roster. So after joining the conference, we'll create a new audio-video call and establish this call, and we'll use it to deliver the conference invitations to the primary and secondary lab users. So on this conversation, we'll create two conference invitations, one for the primary lab user and one for the secondary lab user. First, we'll call begin deliver on the invitation for the primary lab user to invite the primary lab user to this ad hoc conference. After they accept the conference invitation, we'll go ahead and invite the secondary lab user to the conference. So at this point, both of these users are taking part in the conference. We'll put out a message to the console saying press enter to put the conference on hold. And when the user presses enter, let's implement the logic here to put the conference on hold. The first thing we need to do, obviously, is play the hold music. And we do that by attaching the hold music player to the flow of the call, and then starting it. Now we need to make sure that the participants in the conference don't hear each other, so that we, and they hear the whole music. So there's two steps we need to do here. First, we need to take them out of the default routing, meaning that they can't hear anything in the conference. And then we need to create these outgoing audio routes to make sure that they hear the hold music. So these are routes from the audio video MCU to each participant in the conference, just so they can hear the hold music, but not each other. So let's start by getting a handle to the audio video MCU session for this conference. And we'll create a new list of outgoing audio routes, and we'll build this as we go through. So we're going to iterate through the participant endpoints in the conference. So really, this is the participants in the conference. And for each of these, we'll call begin remove from default routing on the audio video MCU. So we're saying we're removing this endpoint or this participant from the routing. We'll specify a timeout period here for this operation. And also notice that we're doing this using some threading code because we're doing an asynchronous operation in a for loop. There's a couple ways to do this, but here we're just using these auto reset events. So we'll remove the participant from the default MCU routing. And as we're going through, let's build out the audio route that we're going to establish for this participant so that they can hear the whole music. So we'll create a new audio route, an outgoing audio route. Specify that it's for this participant endpoint and that it's an add operation. And then we'll add it to the list of routes. Note that we haven't done anything with these routes yet. We're going to apply them all together in batch yet, but this is a great place to just build out the routes as we're iterating through the participant endpoints. So once we hit this auto reset event here, all the conference participants have been removed from the default MCU routing. So now's a great time to apply these audio routes that we've been building. We do that by calling begin update audio routes on the audio video MCU routing property of the call. These are the routes that we created. And once we get here, the operation is complete. So at this point, the people in the conference can't hear each other, but they can hear the hold music. So what about when we press enter again to take the conference off hold? So we're going to need to clean up these audio routes. So again, we'll get a handle to the audio video MCU session. And we'll build the list of routes to clean up. So we'll iterate through the participant endpoints again in the conference and create a remove operation this time to remove these audio routes. And the next thing we're going to do is add each participant back to the default MCU routing. Now we could have just added everybody to the default MCU routing without cleaning up those outgoing audio routes, but it's good guidance or good practice to clean up any custom audio routes that you create. So for each participant, we'll call begin add to default routing. This is the participant endpoint. And again, we're doing an asynchronous operation in a for loop, so you'll see that nice threading code. So let's take a look at how this works. Let's build this. So I'm the primary lab user, so when the application starts up, it's going to invite me to the conference. Let's make sure our secondary lab user is available. Here comes the call, the conference invitation. The conference invitation here is to the secondary lab user. Mute this right away to avoid any audio feedback. So as you can see, the primary and secondary lab users are now in a conference. And in the list of attendees, you don't see the UCMA application, the link channel line contact, because we joined as a trusted participant. So when I press enter now, I'm going to put the conference on hold, and you should be able to hear the hold music. You'll also see these route operations happening. That we're removing the participant from the default routing and adding an audio route. And if I press enter again, we're going to resume the conference. So we'll clean up those routes, and you can't hear the hold music anymore. At this point, the members in the conference can resume talking to each other. All right, let's hang up these calls and terminate the application. So in this module, we took a look at the new conferencing functionality in UCMA 3.0. Particularly interesting is the ability to join an ad hoc conference on the conversation, and the new functionality of audio routes to have fine-grained control over audio in a conference between the participants.